need a truth guide. A truth guide. And it is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't fear. You are not alone. Now, I want to say this to you. Let me say this one thing to you this morning, too. Take one day at a time. One day at a time. And I know that's hard, because I know we've all got our calendars in front of us. We're already planning what day we're going to be here and here and here. But one day at a time. Tomorrow will be there. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew 6:34 it says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is in its own trouble. Worry and anxiety is spending today trying to figure out about tomorrow. We need to use the time God has given us for what He intended. Life is to be lived here and now. Very few people know how to live each day to the fullest, but you can be one of them. Jesus said that Satan, the enemy, comes to steal your life, John 10:10. Don't allow him to do that any longer. Don't let him be the boss over you. Don't spend today worrying about tomorrow. You have enough things going on today. And is that true? Is that ever so true? It needs all of your attention. God's grace is on you to handle whatever you need for today. But tomorrow's grace will not come until tomorrow comes. Hallelujah. So don't waste today. Don't fret on having or anxiety. In Philippians 4:6 it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. Consider this scripture when a worry attack comes. We need to speak the word of God out of our mouth. Anytime we get an attack, we need to come back with the word of God. We need to let him know we know the word. Hallelujah. It is a two-edged sword that must be wielded against the enemy. Hebrews 4:12. In Ephesians 6:17, a sword in the sheath. It isn't going to do you any good during an attack. God has given us His word. Hallelujah. The devil's up is speaks the word. Hallelujah. The word coming forth out of a believer's mouth with faith is to back it up. It is the single most effective weapon that can be used to win the war against worry. Cast your care upon God. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He loves us. And when the enemy tries to give us a problem, we have the privilege of casting it upon God. The word cast actually means to pitch or to throw. You and I can pitch or throw our problems to God, and believe me, he'll catch them. He will catch them. He knows what to do with all these anxieties, all these troubles that we have no idea what to do. Humble ourselves is not to worry. A person who worries still thinks that in some way he can solve his own problems. Worry is the mind racing around trying to find a humble man to its situation. Amen. The proud man is full of himself, while the humble man is full of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The proud man worries, the humble man waits. Only God can deliver us. And he wants us to know that, so that in every situation, our first response is to lean upon him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to enter into his rest. So don't worry and be full of anxiety. Don't do that today. I know there's a lot of stuff going on around us. I know there's some good and there's some bad days. But also, those bad days of sicknesses and tiredness and finances, God knows all about them. Amen. He's here to take care of us. He wants to take care of us. He wants us to depend totally upon him, not solving somebody's problem or my problem. We need to put our trust in God today and know that he's there. Don't worry about tomorrow. Like I said, I know we're all filled up with all these calendars, but enjoy this day, one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, hallelujah. One day at a time, and he'll be there with us. We can count on him, hallelujah. Father, I come to you this day, and I give you all praise and all glory, knowing, God, that you're here with us, and you hear us, Lord, and you will answer our prayer, just like your word says. We need to put our trust more and more in you, Father God. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do and how that you're going to touch and how that you're going to move upon your people today, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to be obedient to what you say. Help us, Father God, to know more of your word and to get it in our spirit, Lord. Oh God, I thank you, and I give you all praise, and I glorify your name this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Would you stand and continue worshiping with us?
If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter 4. Did I also give you 1 Peter 1, 1 through 6? Okay. You're in trouble today. I had to come out and tell Brother Paul, I said, I'm not mad at you or anything like that. He looked at me and says, what are you talking about? I said, when you saw my list. I got a bunch of them. But that's what we need. We need to devour, internalize, memorize, get every bit that we can. 1 Peter chapter 4, the first 6 verses. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind. That's key to this message. Since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, Scripture says, yet without sin was Jesus' life. Arm yourselves with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation. Speaking evil of you, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And that will be Jesus Christ. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Because our flesh will always fail us. Always. The lust of the eyes, our mouth, the pride of life, will all get the best of us. But if we live in the Spirit, God will take care of us, as Sister Karen so eloquently said this morning. You can be seated together. Thanks, worship team. The one thing that I have for you today is a message that has been brewing inside of me. It's something that we need to do as well as the church in a whole. Doesn't matter where you go, what denomination, as long as the word's being preached, we need to understand that God's word is truth, as Sister Karen alluded to. All else is lies. You can't trust anything in this world, but it's on the internet. But Google says. Now you got to deal with AI. You look at something and you say, is that real or is that fake? We need more of the truth. Because when we know the truth, what happens? It sets you free. And those whom God sets free is free indeed. Of course. Don't get too excited today. Arm yourselves also with the same mind as Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ that we need to have. Understand this. The title of my message today and next week is going to be Locked and Loaded. Are you ready? And yes, it's your responsibility as much as it is my responsibility to spread the good news, to get the word out there that we're a Bible-believing church.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
Amen?
We're a Bible-believing church. I trust and I take the word of God seriously.
Yes.
Brother Allen, I'm not sure if you, I know you remember it probably, but gosh, it's got to be close to probably 10 years ago. You had a dream about the warfare, the battle, the armament that you saw. God's got it covered. What you have need of, Jesus Christ already paid in full the price for it. When you look at the things that are going on around us, and when you think that we need to be like a military might, because we are in the army of God, we need to understand that you have a job to do, I have a job to do, we all have a job to do, and let's do it with all of our might. But one thing that we get used to and accustomed to in a Pentecostal church is too many people like to shoot from the hip. Because if you're not aiming at anything, you're going to hit your target every time. It won't be nothing. But think about it. Locked and loaded is a phrase that our military men use. That means their gun is in operating tip-top shape. Their mind is focused on the enemy, and they're ready to go. But the question is, are you? Is your neighbor? Is your friend? Is your family? We got a lot to do in our family, me and Sister Karen. We've got a lot that have done, turned their backs on God and walked away. But I like what the Apostle Peter says here in 1 Peter. Since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves Lock and load your equipment that God's provided you. It doesn't matter if it's a bomber, a tank, a gun, a rifle, a pea shooter, and even a slingshot. We were somewhere, and I think it was Karen. I said, take a look at this. Here's an old slingshot just like I used to use to play around with. But God's got better things for us to do. When we say locked and loaded, are you ready? It means you better get ready, because whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, the Word of God has some truths that are going to be prominent in each one of our lives. The Apostle Peter really loved to contrast things in his writings. Perhaps it was the nature and force of his mind and his personality. He knew what it was to experience the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the bumps and the holes, so on and so forth. He knew what it was, but yet he still was ready to go when the Holy Ghost moved on him to write. The Spirit used his special ability to help us see more clearly, even today in the 21st century. I love listening to Stone. I love him telling his stories on how God moved. One that sticks out, and I've used it once or twice in my messages, was the Six-Day War. His guide in Israel was eyewitness to this. Sat up on a hillside and saw the Israelites in a fierce battle with the enemy before he delivered them. And he told him one day that he was sitting there and watching, and lo and behold, a hornet's swarm, or wasp, I'm not sure which one it was. I think it was hornets. Came swooping in down towards the enemy. And when the Israelites finally got to the battlefield, the tanks, the armored vehicles, all the weapons were dropped. The vehicles were even running still. When they finally caught up to some of the enemy, they said, "Why'd you leave your tanks, your planes, your equipment, everything behind?" He said, "We thought the bombers were coming. We heard the engines of the planes." If God needs to magnify the voice or the buzz of hornets, he'll do that. You just need to be locked and loaded, ready to go. Up to it. Get on fire for the Lord. Peter's writings show the positives and negatives in a single swipe of his pen. He shows us the way by giving us an idea of where the stepping stones and the stumbling blocks are in our paths. Simply by the Word of God, he uses a single little word, and we don't like to use it a lot of times. But. He uses the word but. That means hang on, what you just heard me say, but God says something different. God has something in store. God will do what he said he would do when he would do it. It doesn't matter. Understand that. What we see as a conjunction, Peter uses it in a far greater measure to help you see the ultimate purpose of God. Thank you, Lord. His word, this word, is found 50 times in 47 verses. And the apostle helps us to see into God's purpose. What is God's purpose? I'm glad you asked that question. The purpose of God is the will of God. And yes, you can even go as far as to say the perfect will of God. Many times we live in a submissive will of God. He lets you get away with certain things for a while. It's a good thing he's not like of old with it, like Achan. Just kidding, Mary. Zap you a good one. The earth open up. But today I want to set the groundwork for a little bit here and get into some scripture truths. Because when we know the truth of God's word, of God's heart and God's mind, it makes it easier for us. Because let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It is possible to live in the perfect will of God. Day in and day out. I want to give you a little news flash. I'm getting tired of hearing this. Well, God knows my heart. That's the sad part about it. He does know your heart. And you can't get away. Scripture says your sins will find you out. But we need some truths to get into our minds, into our hearts, and into our spirits. That word that we need is the written word of God. We're going to go through quite a bit of 1 Peter chapter 1. Paul said, well, you probably should have just put 1 Peter the whole chapter. I said, yeah, but I did skip a couple here and there. But I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter 1. Locked and loaded. Are you ready? The word says we're to be instant in season and out of season. That means whether you expect it or not, you need to be ready. Ready to go and rapture one thing. Should be the first and foremost, because heaven won't have any sin in it. Will not. But 1 Peter 1, I'm going to read 6 verses. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Took the scenic route to just say, hey, get it together, guys. Let's go. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Don't let the trials get you to the point of anxiousness, as Sister Karen said to us. We need to be prepared. We need to be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is sharing with us, because He can reveal the potholes. He can reveal the stepping stones. Kind of like the three men of God in the boat. The Polish minister got out and just walked on the water across, turned around, come back. The Catholic priest, he got out, did the same thing. The last one decided he was going to do it on his own and not follow the other guys. Well, he sank in the water. The Catholic looked at the Polish minister and said, "Do you think we should tell him about the stepping stones?" Some of you will get that a little bit. It's impossible to do things in your flesh. God will let you, but He doesn't want you to. He wants you relying upon Him for everything. Doesn't matter how big, how small, how medium size, whatever. God wants you locked and loaded and ready to go at any time. One truth that I want to show you is in verse 12. Prophets had elements of salvation revealed to them, but we experienced something they could not. And that is the forgiveness of God. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. They couldn't experience that in the Old Testament, but we have today. We've been engrafted into the family of God. 1 Peter 1 and 12 says, "To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us that were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into." Even piques the interest of angels, the truths of God's word. Locked and loaded. Are you ready yet? Well, you can be. 1 Peter 1 and 15 says, "But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." Important to understand, this is the Word of God. It's not Pastor Tracy's opinion. Be holy because God is holy. Don't get lost in the former lust of ignorance, but be holy as God is holy. Verse number 19. Silver and gold could not redeem us, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ sets us free. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thanks be to God. Then verse 20, "He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last times for you." Thank God we have the mysteries of God open. We don't have to rely upon priests or prophets any longer. But we have the written word of God to help us out. The truths that will cause us to be ready, to be locked and loaded. I was watching my wife's favorite movie, The Four Texans, I think it was. She loves it when I sit and watch the Western movies. And not. She sits out in the other room. I don't like what she watches. But the Four Texans. They were marching into Texas, trying to get to Houston. Like the Civil War time, Mexican and American Revolution. And this company of men would hike for a day or two, and then the general would say, "Guys need to sit down and clean your weapons." And that's what they did for the next hour or so. Their cannons, their guns, their bullets, their powder, so on and so forth, they went through everything. Why was that? Because they were getting ready. They were preparing themselves. I would hate to have to shoot a gun and just, my brother was good for this. We go out rabbit hunting, guaranteed the first rabbit that we kick up, click, click, he'd forget to put shells in his gun. Every time, you could just about guarantee it. It was hilarious. It didn't matter whether you reminded him. You still heard click, click. But the enemy is no match for you in Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Ghost. But without them, you are vulnerable. Amen. Locked and loaded, are you ready to go? Verse number 20 again talked about Jesus Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world. But he didn't just come any old time. He come at the right time to reveal himself, to show himself. And we're getting ready to get into Christmas season. I want you to be reminded that we have a great responsibility as born-again Christians to be locked and loaded, ready to go, having our equipment, the things that God gives to his children. You say, what toys are those? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. We sang about strongholds coming down. Did you believe it? Strongholds are right up here. We can talk ourselves right out of a blessing. Amen. Understand that in verse 23, we're not born of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible Word of God. Verse 23 says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Does not lose its power. It doesn't matter how old the word is, if it's the word. Then verse 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. By the word of the Lord. Because it endures. It stands the test of time. No matter where you're at, if you can remember the word of God, what promises are given to you, you'll be all right. God's got this. Remember this. God only has what you release to Him. Because if you want to hang on to it, if you want to try and fix your problems, God will let you. Say, well, when you're ready, sister, I'll be here. Brother, I'll be here waiting for you. Would you stand with me? Locked and loaded. Are you ready? Are you ready? We used to sing a chorus, Commander in Chief. Bring us to attention. Our chief is who? Jesus Christ. He's here today. The power of the Holy Ghost is here today. Why? Because several of us invited Him in. What about you? Are you locked and loaded? Ready to go? Just say the word, Lord. Here I am. Send me. Use me. Would you bow your heads? The word of the Lord endures forever. There's power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I know there's a lot of trouble going on, a lot of things that we need to face. And yes, we need to face up to them. The armor of God was all for the front and possibly the sides. The armor of God, the helmet of salvation. It's not an accident that salvation is up here in our minds. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be holy, for I am holy. You got to remember, sin will always lead you where you definitely didn't want to go. Sin will always take you further than you were willing to go. But sin always costs you more than you are willing to pay.